Bro. Welcome to the first ever episode of Wrestling Praises. It's a new series we're going to try out. So I hope you are thoroughly enjoyed. We're going to compliment some of the great things that the wrestling industry is doing for us as fans. Stay tuned. I hope you thoroughly enjoy Wrestling Praises. All right, we're going to start off our Wrestling Praises episode 1 with some praises from Matty Ice. He says AEW is doing a phenomenal job with Darby Allin and Sting. And I'll agree with that pairing. Seems like a match made in heaven. Sting has been in the ring a couple times. He's been a great mentor for Darby. You're starting to see maybe Darby pulling away a little bit, like Sting's ready to turn the reins over to Darby. But Sting's always there as a mentor. So AEW, this was a pairing that I didn't know we needed. But I think it's helped Darby Allin tremendously. And it's helped keep Sting, quote-unquote, younger. So let's go with Matty Ice's next one. WWE has done a phenomenal job of turning Kevin Owens heel. And yes, it just happened this past Monday, but it's been a long time coming. We needed a heel Kevin Owens, and we don't know how much longer we're going to have Kevin Owens in WWE before he returns back to Kevin Steen or if he stays KO. So right now what they're doing by turning him heel is perfect. Give me a heel KO in a face Big E feud? Absolutely. Phenomenal. Another thing WWE is doing right, and too often we can't praise them for it, but this time we are. Coming to Nashville for SummerSlam, all the guys that record on our podcast, we're all Tennessee boys. So having a major pay-per-view this close to us, we're 2-3 hours away from Nashville, give or take locations of all five of us. So this is a trip that we're all looking, trying to make. So actually having a massive pay-per-view in Nashville is tremendous. So good job, WWE. Next up, we're going to hear the praises of Mr. Straight Edge himself, Steven. He says, and gives props to WWE, WrestleMania being 2 nights is a massive praise. And I will agree with you. Thanks to COVID, we got WrestleMania being 2 nights in 2020. And we got it again this year. And They're going to continue it again next year. It just makes WrestleMania so much easier to sit through. Give me 2 nights of 4 hours of wrestling instead of 1 day of 8 to 9 hours. Makes it so much easier. So that is one thing WWE has been doing right lately, is WrestleMania being 2 nights. Another thing that Mr. Straight Edge said is stars coming out to music. Says it helps solidify who is a face or a heel by the tone of the song. Now, I'm not exactly positive what he means by this, but I'm only assuming that it means Jericho coming out to Judas, Punk coming out to Cult of Personality, Bryan Danielson coming out to his, and it does help solidify. To hear the pop sometimes when their music, or even the crowd singing Judas by Fozzy, when Jericho wasn't allowed to use it during the phases of MJF or whatever the crap was. It helps solidify stars to have actual stuff to run out to. So this is something that the wrestling industry is doing phenomenally right now, is letting them. Jon Moxley runs out to Wild Thing. Absolutely great to hear that. Because sometimes you just get tired of hearing the same old intro, the same old theme music. So a change of pace is great. Alright, so now it's time for my wrestling praises. And I'm going to give, as much crap as we give Vince McMahon, I'm going to give him a praise for releasing superstars who have asked to be released. These are ones like Lince Dorado, Gran Metalik, who've asked for their release, and Vince granted it. It doesn't seem like he's hoarding talent anymore. I don't like some of the releases, but it doesn't seem like he's hoarding talent. So for that, that's a slight praise for Vince. And I'm just, I mean, I like Mr. Straight Edge's WrestleMania being two nights. I like the fact that we're introducing new stars like NXT 2.0, like Bron Breakker. Harland, still, the jury's still out. Diamond Mine, Jacket Time. I love the pairing of RK-Bro with Orton and Matt Riddle. They're surprisingly not that far apart in age. But they work, even though they seem ridiculous. And I know at one point Orton's going to turn on Riddle and it's going to be great. And I love the matchup between them and Styles and Omos. I want a Riddle-Styles feud. We got it teased last year when Riddle came to SmackDown. But I want that as a long-term feud. I love the build of Big E as champion. It's a long time coming. I love the replacement of Dominic on the Survivor Series team of Bobby Lashley. Dominic was a weird choice, even though I would not be shocked to see his dad get taken out and Dominic fill that spot. I love the buildup of the bloodline. Love the buildup. It doesn't always seem like Roman's got the main event caliber guy that he's feuding with, but occasionally we'll get Edge, Daniel Bryan, Brock Lesnar, John Cena, those massive stars. And then we'll get the occasional Cesaro. Stuff like that. So, or a Jey Uso. Or a Jimmy. But the buildup of the bloodline is, it does not feel to me like Roman's held the belt for over 400 days. But it's gone by that quickly. And the buildup for his run as champion has been amazing. And I'll give AEW some props too. What they're doing with these, and I'm going to quote indie, I hate that term, the indie stars that may not have that platform other than social media, they're giving them their shot at stardom, a chance to, hey, this is me, this is my name, get that out there. They're building up stars, like a Hangman Page. Come on. I hope this Sunday he takes the belt from Omega. I think that buildup, if he wins that belt, the roof will explode. I love how outspoken Tony Khan and AEW was in their support of Jon Moxley and CM Punk coming out and speaking for Moxley. That showed tremendous support. That showed me that he truly has the wrestlers' backs. So massive props to Tony Khan for that. I love that Impact is still giving us fresh new things. Like the Collier Shot. That was pretty cool. Christian loses his belt. And immediately, Moose calls a shot. So I love the wrestling industry right now is arguably as biggest as it's ever been. We have the smaller areas like MLW, GCW, that are putting on great matches along with AEW, WWE, Impact, New Japan. So the wrestling industry now is a massive praise in itself. Thank you all to every one of those stars, every person involved. You know what? Since I can't get a sponsor, I'm going to do a little shout out of our podcast. We are on all available podcast platforms. Just type in When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. I also have another one that I run called Judgment Free Zone, where I talk about things like mental health, relationships, friendships, love, sadness, that type of stuff. So go give it a look. Judgment Free Zone. I think the picture is a vase of flowers. Go check out Matty Ice's podcast. Huddle Up Podcast. It's great. Talk about sports, life, anything. We covered Henry Ruggs' accident this week where he unfortunately took a life of a young woman. Go check out Straight Edge Gaming by Mr. Straight Edge. It's a great podcast. He talks about all things gaming. Not a big gamer myself. I keep it simple. Play a little football. But he gets me intrigued and wanting to play other games. So go check out the Family's Podcast, Huddle Up Podcast, Mr. Straight Edge Gaming, Judgment Free Zone, and When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. And thanks to these amazing gentlemen, and I want to give them all praises, Yon Man, Little Cuz, Mr. Straight Edge, Matty Ice, for supporting us. And thank you all for helping me, Big Cuz, record this and put it on. We're approaching 7,000 plays, and I could not have done this without you gentlemen. Thank you all so much. You all will say it's just enjoy talking wrestling, but to me, it's a massive praise. Thank you all. Thank you again for tuning in to our first episode of Wrestling Praises, and I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.